The Healthy Babies Healthy Children program delivered through the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit will get an additional $74,500 to better support children's development and family well-being in Nipissing, Parry Sound. The program connects vulnerable families to key prevention, early identification, and intervention services. Family well-being is key to building strong and vibrant communities in the Nipissing, Parry Sound region, said MPP Vic Fedeli. By investing in healthy child development services, we are helping ensure that vulnerable families are connected to the services that support better outcomes for both maternal health and the healthy growth and development of children. It's encouraging to see the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services recognizing the importance of the Healthy Babies Healthy Children program through this boost in funding. This reinvestment is a testament to the program's effectiveness and its vital role in supporting vulnerable families during the critical early years of childhood development, said Dr. Carol Zimbalati, Medical Officer of Health, NBPSPHU. The Healthy Babies Healthy Children program is free and delivered through local public health units. The program offers home visits to families at risk for challenges affecting healthy child development, starting from the prenatal stage through to the child's transition to school. It also provides universal screening for families after the birth of their babies. Nearly 30% of children in Ontario have at least one developmental vulnerability at school entry that could pose a risk to their lifelong health, learning and behavior. In 2022-23, over 93,000 newborns and their families were screened for risks that could compromise their healthy development, and almost 7,000 families received home visiting intervention from nurses and/or lay home visitors. The Infant Child Development Program provides home-based early intervention services from birth to school entry for families of children with a developmental disability and/or risk for developmental delay. The program is often the first program accessed by families with children with special needs.